Welcome to the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM CJMQ. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will talk with Xavier Francius. Xavier is a youth project ambassador for Y4Y Quebec, Youth for Youth Quebec, and he will be talking about the Spill the Tea event coming up on November 20th. I will also have some announcements for community events in the first half hour and some music. In the second half hour today, I will talk with Nick Ron. Nick is from Transestry and will talk about a consent campaign which is going on until November 21st, emphasizing the gray areas of consent. And I will also have some health news and some music in the second half hour of today's show. We will start the show today with a song called Home, and it's by Philip Phillips.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble in my drag you down.
There's something exciting brewing for young people in the townships. On November 20th, Youth for Youth, Y4Y Quebec is partnering with Townshippers Association, hosting a special evening called Spill the Tea. It's a relaxed social get-together where local youth can meet new people, share ideas, and build connections, all in a fun, welcoming atmosphere. To tell us more about what's planned and why this kind of event matters for young people in our region, we're joined today by Xavier Francias, who's helping to organize Spill the Tea. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Xavier Francias. He is from the Y for Y Quebec. That stands for Youth for Youth Quebec, I believe. And he's working with Townshippers Association on a project. So welcome, Xavier.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, it's great to be here.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about the organization Y for Y Quebec, and how did the organization decide to partner with Townshippers Association?
Y for Y is a nonprofit organization that really caters to English-speaking youth, so about 16 to 30 years old across Quebec. And how we do this is by organizing different projects and initiatives that are youth-led in order to make sure that youth have a bigger stake in their communities and have a youth-led approach to community development. And oftentimes with these projects, we will partner with local organizations. So for the project that I'm working on right now, I'm working on a project called Project Connect, which we'll talk about a bit more later with the exactly the event we're organizing and whatnot. But this project is we're having three instances of it. So it's happening in the Gaspésie, in the Eastern Townships, and in the Laurentians. And so Y4Y Quebec decided to go and partner with each of the local English-speaking organizations in those areas in order to really have that local support and to have sort of like the local knowledge and know-how.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. Is this in part to try to keep youth in the area instead of having them move away?
Well, actually, this is really sort of one of the main goals is empowering English-speaking youth to build stronger links with their region and with their community organizations. So, of course, if these youth have stronger links with their organizations and with the community they live in, then they'll have a smaller chance of moving away potentially to another province.
Now, you're organizing a Spill the Tea evening, and how did that idea come about?
So, really, I'm not organizing this myself. I'm working with another project ambassador, and then Freya, who's a full-time employee at Y4Y, and we're on our meeting sort of discussing what activity we thought would be the most interesting for youth. And the Laurentians team had already come up with the Spill the Tea idea, and we thought that it was actually a great idea and that we liked it, and it was something that we could use and adapt. So that's really a bit of cooperation, really, is how it came about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the name Spill the Tea, that sounds really fun and welcoming. What's the theme or vibe of the night? Can you tell us a bit more about it?
So the theme of the night is sort of like a casual conversations, if you will, like you're spilling the tea. You're not necessarily gossip, but the goal is to have youth come together and have fun while speaking French. So we're going to have, of course, tea, as the name implies, and hot drinks and whatnot. And then we're also going to have board games and different activities so that any youth can come and have fun and have a good time speaking French, even if it's their first language or if they've just started learning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do they have to have a certain level of French, I would imagine?
Well, we're going to have people there who can help people, even if they don't have a high level of French. So even if you've just started learning French, then you can come and we can help you. And really, everyone is welcome.
Okay, great idea. Now, what age group or kind of young people are you hoping to bring together in this evening?
So as I've mentioned before, Y4Y caters to youth like 16 to 30 years old. So we're hoping to bring any youth from 14 to 30 years old who live in Eastern Townships. If you're an Anglophone, if you're a Francophone, it doesn't really matter. We're hoping to make those connections and to have people make new friendships and connections. So really, any youth are welcome.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Now, the kinds of activities or conversation, it's going to be in French. There's some games, there's some tea. What else?
Well, as I mentioned, there's also board games. And then we're going to have a couple of other icebreaker activities, and we have a couple other fun activities like a human bingo and a couple other things that we've cooked up that we think are going to be quite enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, why do you think events like this are important for youth in the Eastern Townships, especially for those who might feel a bit isolated or new to the area?
Well, I think that events like these are important because, as I mentioned before, one of our goals is to empower youth to build stronger links with their region and with their community. So if youth are feeling isolated, I think it's important that they have avenues to be able to get out into the community and get to meet people that are of a similar age as them and may have similar interests, so that way they can make friendships and really feel included and welcome in the space that they live in. Mm-hmm. And I think another reason that it's important is because, for example, if youth don't necessarily feel fluent in French, then this is a really low-stakes, low-stress way for them to be able to come and practice that language all whilst having fun. So it'll give them a practice without feeling like school or an exam.
And that is wonderful. I think it's a misconception that mostly older people are isolated, but any age group can be too, young people too, especially with the French factor here.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something that we're seeing often in the news, is that a lot of young people are feeling isolated. So I think it's really important to try and counteract this.
Mm-hmm. And this event, it's a fun event, so they don't feel intimidated or worried if they don't have the right word in French, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can young people sign up or find out more about attending this event? It's on November 20th, I believe.
Yeah, it's on November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. actually at the Townshipers Association office on College Street.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find out more. Either we have it published on all of the Y4Y socials, so Instagram, Facebook, and whatnot, or you can go to the Y4Y website, which is y4yquebec.org, and onto the upcoming events tab, and you'll see a poster, and you can click on it, and there's a form to sign up and register.
Okay, that is easy. There's no cost for the event?
No, there's no cost. It's a free event.
Okay, and it's at Townshipers Association of their offices in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke, or out in the Knowlton area?
In Lennoxville.
Okay, so that is 3355 College Street in Lennoxville. It's easy to find. Okay, anything else you'd like to add? Maybe a message for young people who are hesitant about coming or don't know anyone yet?
Well, the first thing I would like to add is that this project has been made possible through the Dialogue Network and the ZIF program, which are two programs, and also with the support of the Government of Canada. So we're very grateful for the support of those organizations for allowing us to do stuff like this. And then I'd say for any young people, come out. It'll be a fun evening. Everyone who's going to be there is going to be very welcoming, and I think it'll be a good opportunity to maybe meet some people that you wouldn't have met otherwise in your normal day-to-day life and make some new friends.
Mm-hmm. Developing friendships and support, that is so important. Okay, well, it sounds like a fun activity that will take place at Townshipers Association in their Lennoxville Sherbrooke office, 3355 College Street, November 20th and 5 to 7 p.m., and lots of places to find out more and register.
Yeah, the other thing I would like to say is that this is the first event being hosted by our project, and we're going to host a human library event early in the next calendar year, where we're going to have human books, and then we're going to invite young people to come and listen to the stories and the life stories of human books. So I'd say if that sounds like something that people would be interested in, then keep an eye out, and we'll definitely be making that public and making all the details public later on.
That is sounds like so much fun, and I'd love to hear about it too, and a bit before the event happens. If you want to talk about it again, that would be great.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Anything else, or is that it?
I think that's it, yeah.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Xavier Francias. He is from the Y4Y Youth for Youth Quebec, working with Townshipers Association, and a great event coming up for young people, Spill the Tea, on November 20th. So thanks again, and all the best on the event.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. It's the opening of the Christmas Market at Marché de la Gare over at Marché de la Gare in Sherbrooke, 710 Place de la Gare in Sherbrooke. That is Saturday, November 15th at 10 a.m. Mental Health Estuary Online Workshops, Embodied Writing for Healing and Clarity, Tuesday, November 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Maya Kamala, Certified Kundalini Yoga Teacher and Embodied Writing Facilitator from the Eastern Townships. Begin with an introduction to the theory behind embodied writing, then take part in a gentle guided writing practice, no sharing required. All workshops are free, open to all, and presented in English. To find out more information, go to the Mental Health Estuary website or their Facebook page. The Hugs Campaign, Mental Health Estuary, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs Campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment, mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There is a Christmas bazaar coming up on Saturday, November 15th, 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, at the Lenoxville United Church, located at 6 Church Street in Lenoxville, and it's sponsored by the UCW. Township's Book Fest coming up on Saturday, November 22nd at 10 a.m., and this will take place at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. And the Grace Village Christmas Market, that happens on November 22nd, 9 a.m., at the Grace Village, located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke. The Ladies Auxiliary Christmas Market for the Hut, the ANAF, will be taking place on Sunday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. The Hut is located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville. Ayerscliff Elementary School Home and School Association Christmas Market. That happens on Saturday, November 29th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The school is located at 952 Sanborn Street in Ayerscliff. The Sunnyside Elementary School will be hosting a holiday bingo taking place at Sunnyside Elementary School in the gymnasium located at 441 Rue Dufferin Street in Stanstead on Saturday, November 29th, and entrance is free. The event is fully bilingual. Everybody is welcome. They will be selling bingo cards at the door, and there will also be door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and a canteen with snacks and drinks. The prizes will be fantastic. They have received generous donations from many local businesses to make the event even more exciting. All proceeds will go toward funding their Santa shop for the kids, supplementing school supplies, and supporting end-of-year activities. And again, that is at Sunnyside Elementary School, and that happens on Saturday, November 29th. There will be a Christmas bazaar at Sherbrooke Elementary School. That happens on Saturday, December 6th, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. There's a bistro, bake table, silent auction, new to you, Scholastic Book Fair, Kitty Corner, and raffles, and the dance club and the choir will perform at 11 a.m. That's Sherbrooke Elementary School, located at 242 Ontario Street in Sherbrooke.
And we don't care about the old folks talking about the old stars.
We just heard the song called Young Folks, and it's by Peter Bjorn and John. I would like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Xavier Francias, for talking to us about the Spill the Tea event. And if you are a young person or know some young people, this is a great and fun opportunity for them. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. And in part two today, I will be talking with Nick Ron about a campaign about consent. We will close part one of the show today with the Paper Kites, and the song is called Bloom.
Trees are filled with memories.